Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Number to join us on the program this morning. Of course, you can call into the show. You can ask a question, make a comment, and we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. A little technical difficulty this morning. I got no ears, so I can't hear. So I'm just going blind. All right, folks, that's all right. That's what we're here for today. We're here to help you out with your technical problems. That means we sometimes have our own technical issues as well. All right, so last week, if you were listening to the program, you heard a great show. If you missed the program, we talked about this upgrade to Windows 11 that's going on right now. A lot of people are very, very interested in this. In fact, the challenge that we had was that too many people are interested, to be blunt. We can't get processors fast enough. And so the challenge that we're having right now is when we can't get the chips quick enough, customers come in and they want the upgrades. Well, if it's a limited time offer, like, you know, we said it's going to go on through the end of the month, through the end of July, and you can't get the chips, it gets people a little antsy because they're like, you know, I want the special, I want the discount, I want Windows 11, and I can't get it because there's no chips. So we're going to tell you what we're doing about that problem coming up here on the program today. So we talked a little bit about that last week. We also reminded you to reboot after Patch Tuesday last week. So if you haven't done that already, make sure that you do reboot your computer. We warned you to watch out for Microsoft messing with the update schedule. It was a little bit of a technical, one of those nasty technical things you have to deal with. But basically, Microsoft is going to introduce something called Microsoft Moments. And I don't know what marketing rocket scientist came up with that. Think about it. So anytime your computer screws up on an update, is it having a Microsoft moment? You know, when it blue screens after an update or won't reboot and you have to bring it into Schrock to fix it after a Microsoft moment. And they're going to release these moments quarterly instead of annually or twice a year. But the idea being that they're going to introduce features more quickly to your computer, which is what has actually been screwing it up over time. Also, we talked a little bit about Intel raising the prices of their processors and the knock-on effect this is going to have on other on the prices of computers and other devices. When you think of processors, you think of like, you know, the core processors, Core i3, Core i5, you know, the AMD Ryzen processors. But what you may not realize is that there is a whole host of other processors that Intel makes that goes into everything, pretty much every device that you have that has wireless connectivity. A lot of them are powered by Intel wireless chipsets. Those chips are going to go up in price as well. So it's one of those inflationary pressures in the chip market where the costs are going up and Intel's having to pass those costs on. And those costs are going to be passed on as the input costs to people who make other goods, people like Schrock. You know, our cost of chips, for example, is going to go up. And as a result, if you were going to do an upgrade on a computer, now is a great time to do it before that happens. So anyway, coming up on the program today, guys, we got a great show planned for you today. There is, as I mentioned, some massive interest in the Windows 11 update or upgrade offer that we have going on. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the program. Also, Microsoft is going to be releasing a new ransomware protection capability to many computers for free. And so we're going to tell you what's going on with that. Also, you know, it's no secret that it's been kind of warm the last little bit, you know. Around the world, the Biden administration actually wants to call it a climate emergency and basically get the Defense Production Act involved and do all kinds of stuff because of this heat wave. Well, this heat wave took down some European data centers. It knocked out the cloud in some parts of Europe. Why is that something that I'm bringing up on a radio program in the middle of the United States of America? Because I'm sure you're concerned that people in the UK couldn't get their Gmail last week. You know, when other people make mistakes and you can see those mistakes and you choose not to learn from those mistakes, well, then you deserve the outcome that you're going to get. And so I want to make sure that we're looking at what caused this to happen. It wasn't a heat wave that caused this. It was not a heat wave that caused those cloud failures to happen. And we're going to tell you exactly what's behind it and what the issue is. Also, Amazon has a new and amazing way to deliver your packages. Pretty cool stuff coming to Amazon Tech. And no, it's not those Rivian vans, those electric vans that Amazon's buying, the Rivian vans. It's not that. It's something even cooler than that. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. And of course, like I mentioned, if you ask a question or make a comment, we will put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, good for anything your heart desires over at the service center. We add it to your Schrock account, and you can spend it on anything you want. 888-250-2091. Okay, so what are we going to do about this Windows 11 situation? Number one, the customers that we reached out to contact, we only contacted a certain subset of our customers. We didn't even contact all of them about the upgrade. We contacted customers who already have Ryzen-based computers. So these would be holiday specials from the last few years. You know, anybody who's bought an Endeavor or a Venture over the last few years, they're all going to have Ryzen chips in them. First gen, second gen, third gen Ryzen chips. Some customers require a processor upgrade. Some customers require a processor upgrade and a motherboard upgrade. And some customers don't require any hardware. They just require a couple settings changes and then an installation of Windows 11. Some customers have responded to my email saying, Thor, I have Windows 11 because I bought my computer in 2021. Actually, that's not necessarily true. In fact, that's likely not true. You might think you have Windows 11, but you actually have Windows 10. I did double check for those who emailed back to me insisting they have Windows 11 already. And according to everything in the world, according to Sophos, according to Drive Advisor, according to our records when we sold you the computer, you're running Windows 10. So the easy way to know if you're running Windows 10 or Windows 11, real easy way to tell. Windows 11, the start button, you know, that little the little Microsoft logo that you click on to open things, a little four boxes in a grid. And Windows 10, that is off to the lower left-hand corner of the start menu. So if you look down in the lower left-hand corner of your screen and you see that four box Microsoft logo, that means you are running Windows 10. If your Microsoft logo is centered in the middle of the bar at the bottom of the screen, that means you're running Windows 11. So real easy way to tell. So you can tell me if I'm crazy or not, but there was two or three people who emailed me back saying, Thor, I already have Windows 11. You know, double check your records. I did, and you don't, and you need it. And we're going to go into some reasons why in the program here. But one of the reasons this has been so popular is because in an inflationary environment where the cost of computers is going up, and you have, for example, a holiday special. This is primarily the customers who have been seeking these updates are customers who have purchased our holiday specials over the years. You know, you paid $1,600 for a computer. A lot of people who are doing the upgrades have had their computer holiday special for 8, 9, 10, 11 years. And now they're being told that with a simple motherboard, processor, and memory upgrade, they can run it for another 10 years potentially. And it's half the price of the new computer. So why wouldn't you do it? If you don't do it, you're going to have to throw your computer away in 2025 or upgrade it. And, you know, we have a special going right now where the labor is basically half off, and that's the most expensive part. You know, the labor always kills you on the upgrades. And so depending on what you need, we can figure out what parts you need. We can figure out what, you know, if do you need the motherboard? Do you just need the processor? What processor do you want to have? You know, we can go in the Ryzen 3. It's like $70 more to get a Ryzen 5. I mean, I would do it. It's $150 more to get the Ryzen 7. And if you have a holiday special, you're used to performance, the Ryzen 7 is the chip you're going to want. So there's lots of different ways that we can cut this. How much memory do you want? You know, some holiday specials from a decade ago had 8 gigs of RAM in them because that was a lot of RAM 10 years ago. Now, some holiday specials from just a year ago had 32 gigs of RAM in them 2 years ago. So, you know, how much memory do you want? You know, we can tell sometimes your memory is compatible, sometimes it's not. The great news here is we can tell most of this over the phone for you. So if this is something that you think you might be interested in, the challenge that we have is that we literally cannot purchase the processors fast enough to meet your demand. I am not joking when I'm telling you that we are buying all of the Ryzen 3 processors that are available. And I don't just mean on this continent. That's how many people are responding to this sale. That many people want to do the upgrade, that we are purchasing every Ryzen 3 chip we can get, which is why I bring up Ryzen 5 and Ryzen 7 chips. You know, they're great. They're a little bit more expensive, but wow, the performance is amazing and they're readily available. I can get those chips very easily. So what we're going to do is we are going to extend this special through the end of August. And the primary reason we are doing that is because of chip availability, and we're getting an increasing number of people calling us who are trying to like reserve a place in line, or you know, when I want to make sure I get in on the sale. Are you going to honor it if I tell you I want it before the end of July? You know, we don't want to get into a situation where customers are worried or upset, or you know, fumbling over each other trying to get ahead of each other in line. We don't want that situation. So what we're going to do is we're just going to extend it to the end of August. Should give us plenty of time to get the chips in. I've got some overseas orders that are coming that are going to arrive mid-August, and that should take care of any demand issues that we have. So there should be enough chips for everybody. But we're just going to have to push it through till the end of August. That doesn't mean you should wait until the end of August, however, if this is something you want to do. You want to make sure you give us a call so that we can get you on the map and make sure that we reserve a chip for you and we get your parts in line so that we can do your upgrade. What can you expect after a Windows 11 upgrade? This has been one of the challenges. It's hard for some people to visualize why they should do this. Windows 10 is working just fine. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no giant problem that's causing you to immediately have to do this upgrade. In fact, you could wait till 2025 and be just fine. I have some customers who say, I don't know if I'm going to be alive in 2025. So I'm not too worried about it. Or this computer, there's no chance I'm going to be using this computer in 2025. I can hardly stand to use it now. So, you know, I want a new computer by before then. So you know, there's a lot of reasons people choose not to do the upgrade. But the main reason that people are choosing to do the Windows 11 upgrade has to do with the improvement in the security of the computer with Windows 11 over Windows 10. Going back, if we look at Windows 98, everybody thought Windows 98 was just super secure. There was a password and everything to get onto the computer, you know, super secure stuff, right? Now we laugh. We literally, at Schrock, we will laugh at you if you tell us you're running Windows 98 and it's secure, because there are so many ways to penetrate that. It's not even hard. So then you moved up to Windows XP, and you know that got a little more difficult, right? Because we had the NTFS file system, we had user accounts all of a sudden. Those user accounts are all secured with a password. Good stuff, right? Nope, I can just jack your hard drive and run a little program on it that gives me access to everything, and I can grab all your files and documents as if I was logged in as you. The security is an absolute joke. So then we move up to Windows 10. Windows 10 security gets a little more intense, right? I can still take your hard drive out of your computer and run my little program on it and get access to everything. How do you think we do data transfers if you don't remember your password? Yeah, we can remove it. If it's a Microsoft account, it gets a little more complicated. We had to do some two-factor authentication resetting to get that done. But for the most part, we can get access to just about everything on the computer if we need to. Now, that means the bad guys can do it too. And here, this is how ransomware becomes a thing. When people can gain access to your files on your hard drive on your computer, whether that is offline or online, over the last few weeks, you probably haven't noticed it, but I've been marching you through a cadence of security to prevent ransomware. Number one, remember we talked about outdated Office installations for a couple weeks in a row? Like, it's really, really important that you get out of your outdated Office installations. Why is that? The number one vector of ransomware infection is macros, compromised macros in Office documents. Somebody sends you a Word file and you open it, and that's all you have to do. If you're running Office 2010 or Office, I think 2013 is going to be retired at the end of the year here. If you're running Office 2007, if you're running Office 2003, we still see this stuff. I haven't seen an Office 2000 in a long time, but I've seen some 2003 and some 2007. If you're still running these ones, they still work. They still open. They still run. They still do everything you want them to do, but they are not secure. And the one time that you open the wrong document, that's all you have to do to get yourself infected with a ransomware infection. So that's horrible. It's so bad that Microsoft is actually about to block all macros by default in all Office documents going forward. Meaning if a macro tries to run, you have to say, yes, I want this macro to run, which is kind of annoying because the purpose of a macro is an automated thing. So when I open this document, I want it to go and grab this data and update the document so that's current. Well, now you'll have to click extra buttons for it to do that if you have a macro running in a document. Because what the bad guys were doing is creating a macro that says, yes, I want to grab all these files and encrypt them and download the ransomware and infect the computer and, you know, all this other stuff. And because so many people are not running Sophos, so many people are trusting their security to Webroot or McAfee or Malwarebytes or Norton LifeLock, these macros, they don't get stopped because the programs are trusted. Word is trusted. Excel is trusted. So it can run its macros. And that's how they infect your computer. And of course, one of the first things they do during the infection process is disable your antivirus software. Remove it even from the computer so that you're no longer protected at all and they can have free reign over anything they want to do. The number two most common way that ransomware infects a computer is through RDP remote connection. And we'll talk about that coming up in the next segment here in the program. But you know, we've been trying to march you through the idea or introduce you to the idea. Windows 11 is introducing security features that are unique, that are different than what you get on Windows 10, that make you more secure, that reduce the likelihood that you're going to be infected with anything, that give you an extra measure of protection against the ever increasingly more advanced infections that are out there. Again, customers will tell me, Thor, I don't do a lot with my computer. I don't have anything on my computer that's worth stealing. You know, I don't use this computer for anything but to check out books from the library and pay parking tickets. That's the only thing I do with it. Well, that's the nobody cares. They don't want your data anymore. Sure, if they can encrypt your stuff and get you to pay a ransom, that's great. North Korea loves that. But if they can just get access to your computer, they can use your computer to attack other people. And your internet connection can be used to mask the true attackers so that when people come back knocking to find out who's doing the attacking and they knock on your door, and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Or you get messages from your internet service provider. You have an infection on your network. You need to correct this or we're going to cancel your internet connection because all the internet providers do not like you spewing infected garbage over their networks. So there are advantages and being secure, there's this hashtag going around called the 9 p.m. routine, hashtag 9 p.m. routine. The 9 p.m. routine is go around, lock your car doors, lock your front doors, lock your back doors, lock your garage doors. It's the 9 p.m. routine. At 9 p.m., you go lock everything down. Why are law enforcement agencies trying to get this 9 p.m. routine hashtag to trend? Why are they trademarking it, literally? Because if people do the small things and take their security just a little more seriously, it keeps the honest people honest, keeps the bad guys out of your life. And trust me, your life is a lot simpler without these people in it than it is because, you know, you don't have to have a password on something or because you choose not to lock down your computer or you choose to stay on Windows 10, not because you love Windows 10 or that you hate Windows 11, but just because Microsoft people always making new things. Windows 10 has been around for a decade. They've given you free operating system upgrades for a decade. There's going to be a time where they're going to want to charge at some point. That point is now, unfortunately. So it's one of those things. Windows 11 is not going away. It's not going bye-bye. It's going to be on the next computer you purchase. In 2025, it will be the only Windows operating system available for you to purchase. Any computer you buy will have it on there. So there's, as the Borg would say, resistance is futile. And then there's no... I mean, you can be a bitter clinger and say you're not going to do it, but we still have some customers on Windows 7 that refuse to move on just despite all of the nasty things that happened to them and their frequent visits to the service centers. But, you know, if that's what they want, that's what they want. And we're going to give you what you want at Schrock. That's what we do. But we're also going to tell you what you need to do to stay safe and to stay productive, and that's to move to Windows 11 right now. And that's why we have it on special. That's why we're trying to give you an incentive to make that move. Even if you have old hardware that's not compatible, that has been like the barrier for everybody. For the last year, you've been coming into the service center. We've told you, I'm sorry, your computer can't run Windows 11. And that was correct. But now what we're telling you is your computer can't run Windows 11 with the hardware it has, but we can now get the hardware to make it run Windows 11. Do you want us to do that for you today, sir? And the overwhelming answer has been yes. And it's been kind of surprising, actually, how many people want to do it. But if that's you, if I'm describing you, definitely give us a call in the service centers. We've got all four locations and we have chips and boards coming into all locations, if not already there. I think we got another Ryzen 3 chip yesterday on Saturday in the Papillion Service Center. But that's how it's been. It's been hand to mouth. Like literally we got one and it's gone. We got another one and it's gone. So give us a call. Let us know it's something you want to do, and we'll get you in line so that we can get you taken care of and make sure we get your computer upgraded. 888-250-2091. Going to take a break here, guys. When we come back in the program, Microsoft's releasing new ransomware protections for some users. I think you might get what I'm talking about when I say only users of recently deployed operating systems will get the update. We'll tell you what's coming new to Windows 11. Not necessarily Windows 10. Coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it. In 1798, Eli Whitney's Connecticut musket factory was the first business in North America to use replaceable parts in a firearm. Before Eli's factory, if your musket broke, you had to send it away to an expert gunsmith for repairs, or just toss it and buy a new musket. Technology manufacturing has come a long way since the 18th century, but you wouldn't know it by looking at today's big box store computers. Dell, HP, Sony, and other manufacturers continue to take away your freedom to upgrade and repair your computer by eliminating expansion and repair options. Some desktops are even powered by a tiny laptop adapter. Schrock Innovations believes in Eli Whitney's idea of interchangeable and replaceable components, and that's why our custom-built modular computers last longer and cost less to repair than computers you see at big box stores. Ask your friends and family how often they replace their box store computers, and they'll probably tell you every couple of years. And what do they do with the old machines? They just get thrown out like broken muskets. Imagine a place where your computer's problems can be fixed quickly and inexpensively. Imagine keeping your computer for 6 years or more. You are imagining the kind of computers we build every day at Schrock Innovations. Our modular systems last longer, perform faster, and cost less over the long term than anything you can buy at a big box store. While the talented technicians at Schrock Innovations can't make you a musket even if they tried, our commitment to the freedom offered by modular computers is the modern-day extension of Eli's innovative musket factory. We think Eli Whitney would be proud, and you can take pride in owning a small piece of American innovation. The modular computer from Schrock Innovations. Compute This Pro Tip 843. Of all computer failures, the scariest and most expensive is the hard drive. But there are some steps you can take to save money and save your data before it's too late. Detecting failures early is important, so install a free utility like Drive Advisor from driveadvisor.com to monitor your hard drive's health and receive warnings when there's a problem. But most of all, hard drive failures happen slowly, so early detection is key to reducing the repair bill. Second, if your hard drive makes any unusual noises, immediately turn off your computer and do not turn it on again. These issues are physical problems, and the more you try to use it, the worse the damage becomes. Remember that most computer repair shops do not have the specialized equipment needed to recover data from a failed drive. Never open your drive or allow anyone else to do so. Opened drives always cost more to recover. Schrock does not charge for data recovery evaluations and quotes, so let the local pros look at your drive before you make any recovery decisions. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. We're slowly but surely getting all the technical garbage sorted out in the studio today. It's one of those weird days where, like, why aren't my headphones working? Like, this is weird, and why I can't. So, like, I can't log in. I can't see your comments on Facebook right now. I'm going to get that corrected during the next commercial break. So we're we're moving through the technical issues, guys. But that's what you do. You overcome difficulties and prevail. Number to join us on the program today, if you'd like to make ask a question, make a comment for the program, have a chance at winning that $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, it's 888-250-2091. Now, Microsoft is releasing a new piece of software that is going to help harden your computers against ransomware infections. I mentioned there are two vectors by which most bad guys get into a computer. Number one is through an Office macro. So running an old version of Microsoft Office is really getting you in trouble when it comes to your security. Number two is an RDP connection. This is a remote desktop connection. You may or may not have it enabled on your computer, but if you do have it enabled, guess what? Bad guys can get into your computer through your RDP connection. Now, there's a couple things. First of all, Microsoft has always given you the capability to block RDP connections on Windows 10 or Windows 11. The challenge, though, is that they've always been defaulted to on, in other words, allowed. Now with Windows 11, they're going to switch that to be defaulting to off. You can still turn it off on Windows 10, but it's not going to happen automatically for you. Now, the other thing I want to throw out there, too, is if you have our Sophos protection, our Sophos antivirus software, that also prevents RDP connections to your computer because it is a vector of attack. So if you have Schrock antivirus, you're good to go. You know, you're not a problem. But this is just one of those things. Microsoft is introducing these new security features to Windows 11. And then Windows 10 is kind of the afterthought, the redheaded stepchild that they're trying to move away from. And it's kind of its own curse that it's been such a stable, good operating system. Windows 10 has been really good over the last decade, and now they're trying to move on, and people are saying, why? Why should I? And, you know, the number one reason that if you have compatible hardware that you can't install Windows 11 is because your BIOS settings aren't correct. What settings are those? The settings that prevent me from yoinking your hard drive and grabbing all your files. Yeah, that's kind of important. So there are these settings, these changes that have been made to security to improve your level of security to keep you and your family and your computers and your technology and your entire home network safer. But you have to choose to do them. You have to choose to do them. The good news is if you have a Schrock-built modular desktop, we can upgrade any of those to run Windows 11 from a hardware perspective, because that's how they were built. They were built like Legos. We can switch the boards and we're good to go. We've had a couple people bring in Dells and HPs. Honestly, the problem that we have is they're not upgradable. The boards are customized to the case. By the time we're done getting you a new case and a new power supply and a new motherboard and a new processor and new memory, by the time we're done doing that, about the only thing we're taking from your old computer is your hard drive. You may as well just buy a new computer at that point. It's literally cheaper. But if you're upgrading a Schrock modular computer, the cost is literally half the cost of a new holiday special to get up to Windows 11. And that's if you have to replace everything. If you have a more recent, like the gentleman I emailed yesterday, he had a holiday special from just 2 years ago, just needs a processor, just a chip. He doesn't need a board. He doesn't need memory. He doesn't need anything, just one chip. And all of a sudden, he can run Windows 11. So that's the benefit of having a modular desktop computer. And that's how we can help you out over at Schrock Innovations. 888-250-2091. Stephanie, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Good morning, Thor. Good morning. I was contacted by Parker earlier this week, and he was very knowledgeable and very helpful. I ordered a new computer through your Freedom Modular program, ma'am. So I'm very excited, and I did a number of upgrades. And he addressed all my questions, but he suggested I reach out to you on one of the questions. Okay. I noticed some of the other manufacturers, Dell, HP, et cetera, offer really cool colors and all sorts of different things like that on their laptops. Mm-hmm. Will Schrock Innovations ever consider doing other colors on their laptops?
You know, it's kind of funny that you bring this up, Stephanie, and thank you for the call here. You know, when we do have access to red laptops, they sell really fast. Now, that could just be because we sell a lot of computers in Nebraska. You know, maybe if we had yellow laptops, we'd sell more in Iowa. I don't know. But the red ones in Nebraska sell really fast. One time for the holiday special 1 year, we actually had an upgrade option that was a wrap for the laptop, where it would actually be wrapped in vinyl. So it would, you know, we could put whatever design, whatever color, whatever you wanted on the computer. We didn't have a single person take it. Not one person bought that upgrade. And it wasn't expensive. It was like $50. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, hundreds of dollars or anything. So we didn't have anybody take that one. Unfortunately, you know, or fortunately or unfortunately, the technology that we sell is Asus computers. That's what we sell for our laptops. Asus computers come in gray, silver, and a weird light blue. and so the weird light blue is not exactly pleasing to the eye, in my opinion. So we usually go with the black or the gray. So to answer your question, we don't have anything against color in our world. We love color in our world. Beauty is an amazing thing. Unfortunately, though, when you have to choose between upgradability and stability and speed and performance and red, we're going to choose the good hardware over the red. But, you know, we can specially, to answer your question directly, you know, not under Freedom Modular, but under a normal circumstances, we can custom order any computer you want. You want the cherry red HP, we can get the cherry red HP for you. You want the neon blue Dell. We can get the neon blue Dell. So we can get them for you, Stephanie. But and I want to thank you for taking part in Freedom Modular. I've been kind of keeping that on the down low, but maybe I'll mention that a little bit here after the commercial break, and we'll tell everybody what's going on with it. But we have started actually offering computers through the Freedom Modular program. So that's pretty cool stuff there. Thanks for the call, Stephanie. 888-250-2091. Stephanie's in the drawing. Steve, hang on the line. Your call is coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. Every person listening to this broadcast has either experienced data loss or knows someone who has. When you think about it, you have a lot more data stored in many more places than you'd like to admit. Have you downloaded those videos from your phone, backed up the pictures on your iPad, or even tackled that sometimes daunting task of backing up your entire computer's hard drive? Most people just don't back up their stuff. And that's why Schrock Innovations has one of the most advanced data recovery centers in the Midwest. Equipped with the latest DDI data imaging devices, state-of-the-art custom recovery software, and Omaha's best data recovery technicians, Schrock Innovations has a 96.8% success rate when recovering data from damaged hard drives, flash drives, camera cards, and more. We all know we should back up our data, but if you are ever caught in a data loss nightmare, call the experts at Schrock Innovations to get your data back right where it belongs, safe and backed up on a stable hard drive. Compute This Pro Tip 578. Technology is constantly changing, so how can you tell when the time has come to recycle your old outdated computer and invest in a new one? Experts have rules of thumb and formulas, but Schrock believes the answer is simple. You should replace your old computer when it can no longer do the things you need in a secure way. For example, you should not be using operating systems like Windows XP or Vista because they're no longer maintained by Microsoft and they're not secure. And if your computer cannot run Windows 10, it's probably time to begin saving for a replacement. If your existing computer requires a repair and that cost is 50% or more of the cost of a new computer, it might be time to consider a replacement. But keep in mind, additional costs like data transfers and important software you have to upgrade, like genealogy software or Quicken. And also keep in mind that modern computers are engineered to last 18 months for a normal user. And don't worry, you are considered a normal user. Schrock modular PCs and solid-state laptops are specifically designed to last 4 to 6 years for that same normal user, saving your family money and time. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break there. We appreciate you being a part of the program today. You're listening to Compute This from the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. We have 4 locations to help you out with your computer, where we can upgrade you to Windows 11. We can remove the viruses and malware that you get stuck with. We can make sure you stay protected with Sophos Antivirus and Secure Updater and Drive Advisor on your computer. All these things are things that I guess, you know, I don't talk about them as much as I probably should here on the program, because I talk about them every day. And to you, maybe not so much. Maybe you're new to the program and maybe you have no idea what a Drive Advisor is. Well, Drive Advisor is a free program that we make that we give away. You can get it at driveadvisor.com, driveadvisor, E-R, because that's made in America, driveadvisor.com. But you can go to driveadvisor.com, download Drive Advisor, install it on your computer, or if you come into one of our service centers, we install it for free. On every computer we work on. And what it does, the only thing it does, is it monitors your hard drive's health. And if your hard drive starts to show signs of failure, if the smart status, the hard drive knows a lot of times if it's starting to fail. And it tells the computer, hey, I'm dying. And major manufacturers have turned off the computer's ability to hear that. It's like, la, 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 I can't hear you. And your hard drive just gets worse and worse and worse until it finally gives up the ghost. Hopefully after the warranty expires, right? Well, that's not how we roll at Schrock. So this week we had a customer, I won't say her name, but she got a hard drive from us like 3 months ago. Brand new hard drive put in her computer because she had a failing hard drive. 3 months ago we put a new solid state hard drive in her laptop and it's dying. It's at 99% health, 3 months old. Well, why is that happening? You know, sometimes drives fail. There's a percentage of drives that fail in the first year. But if you go to any other place, any other computer repair shop anywhere around, you buy a computer from any major manufacturer, she is not going to know that hard drive is dying. And she's going to continue to use that laptop until she has a data loss and ends up in a data recovery lab. But instead, because she got her hard drive at Schrock and she has Drive Advisor installed, We are calling her. We picked up the phone yesterday and called her and said, yo, the hard drive that we put in 3 months ago is having a problem. We need to replace it for you. It's got a one-year warranty. It won't cost you a dime. Please don't try to back up the computer or do anything. Just turn it off. Bring it into us. Let us deal with it in here. It won't cost you a thing, and we will get you taken care of. That's the power of Drive Advisor. Now, if you don't have a bunch of warranties at Schrock, it's still useful if you have an HP or a Dell or something, because it'll tell you not only if your primary drives are going bad, but you know those backup drives you have, all those externals? When's the last time you wondered, is my backup bad? Because wouldn't that be a horrible thing to find out, like when your main drive fails, that your backup has been dead for like months and you didn't know it? Well, Drive Advisor will alert you if your backup drive is failing. So it's a handy little program, and it's free. It's one of those things we do at Schrock to make sure that you know that we're a company that you can count on when it comes to your technology needs. It allows us to provide award-winning service. We encourage you to, you right now, in fact, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, you can enter to win a free laptop just by voting for us in the Best of Omaha competition. So we're always doing some fun stuff to help you out here at Schrock Innovations. 888-250-2091. Steve, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This, Steve?
Gord, thanks for taking the call.
No sweat.
Two questions, and they're interrelated. I've got a holiday special desktop that's got a P2200 GTX card in it, and I'm getting ready to start editing 4K video, and I think I need to upgrade that. That's part one. And then part two is I've got an almost five-year-old Dell XPS 15 that I talked to Trent yesterday about. You know, what's a new unit going to look like? And so I spend about 4 to 5 months a year on the road. I need to update my laptop, and I'm wondering if I also need to upgrade the card in my holiday special. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, if you're going to be doing video editing, if you get a more advanced graphics card, all the Adobe suites, for example, have hardware acceleration now. And so it's going to use the graphics card to smooth out all the contours, basically. So when you're trying to edit and move and maneuver and do things, instead of dumping that whole load on the processor of the computer, it'll distribute it to the graphics card as well. Good news in this scenario is, you know, 6 months ago, graphics cards, it was like a joke trying to get one. Well, now with the decrease in the value of cryptocurrency, a lot of graphics cards are available that would have been scooped up by miners. Also, because of the unfortunately slowing economy, there are more graphics cards available now than there were before. So basically, the prices have come down a little bit. So it's a good time to do it if you were going to do it. Let's put it that way. And so which card should you get? It depends entirely on the budget and the amount of power you want to have. You can get an incredibly powerful graphics card for $1,500, which would probably be way more than you need. You can get a moderately powerful card that would really work well, accelerating all the hardware, for $500-$600. I mean, so it's, you know, it's an upgrade that's well worth making. And if we're going to be doing the graphics card anyway on the holiday special, you know, if you were going to have it, you know, get the Windows 11 upgrade while we were doing that, you wouldn't incur any additional labor, because it's all, I mean, we're going to have to take the graphics card out to replace the board anyway. So we just put the new graphics card in. It's not a big deal. So it might be something to look into when you're going through the whole process, Steve.
Got it. Laptop wise, then, you know, Trent came back to me with a couple of options. It's kind of like Goldilocks. One was $7,000, the other one was $2,500, but they were both Lenovos.
Yeah.
And frankly, I like the XPS. I heard you say earlier, you can get us anything.
Yep.
You know, from a Dell to a whatever. So what's the best way to solve this laptop problem and have one that's got beefy enough in, and maybe I'm getting too far in the weeds here, but in that $3,000 to $4,000 range, that's beefy enough to edit and render 4K video in a reasonable time?
Okay, so you've got a couple different things. First of all, you're going to need to get a laptop that has a graphics card, which is going to necessarily push you into gaming laptops. So that might actually push you out of the XPS line. There may not be an XPS laptop with a sufficiently powerful graphics card in existence. That would push Dell. That's where Dell does Alienware. That's basically what you would end up with. which is probably why Trenton pushed you up. I don't like Lenovo so much, but the reason he probably did that is because that was the right blend of parts. The reason I don't like Lenovo's is if something breaks, it's really hard to get replacement parts on a Lenovo. I'd much rather see you in an XPS for the ease of repair, basically. The second consideration that you always have whenever you're dealing with video editing is storage capacity. The hard drive on the computer, you're going to need a 2 terabyte main drive, at least. Maybe a 4 terabyte drive, just depending on how much video you're doing. Some laptops have secondary hard drive bays. That may have been a consideration. And like I said, I'm kind of shooting from the hip here because I wasn't in on the decision of what to look for.
Right.
But I mean, if a customer comes to us and says, I want an XPS, I want the XPS that is best designed to do what I want to do. Well, we'll find you the best one to do what you want to do. It may not be the best option overall, but it'll be the best XPS out there if you wanted to stay in the Dell XPS line. So basically, the XPS line is Dell's business performance line. It is not the gaming line. And then, of course, you have the Inspiron line, which is the Dell consumer line, which doesn't have the features and capabilities of the XPS line. So they have different bubbles, if you will, for different types of work. And the type of work that you're looking for in a laptop, if you're going to do that in a laptop, you're going to have to go to a gaming laptop, which means you're going to be in an Alienware, you're going to be in an Asus Republic of Gamers, you're going to be in an MSI, or you're going to be in a high-end Lenovo. Those are where you're going to end up. Those are kind of your four options to get exactly what you need. But if you want us to basically take that round peg and force it into the XPS hole, you know, we'll find you the best XPS that's out there. It's just it may not be exactly the most ideal tool for the job.
Got it. Yeah, the XPS 17 came with a RTX 3060 drive and a 2 terabyte with 64 RAM memory. So I think that would get me by, but I'm looking at keeping it for 3 to 4 years.
Right.
And getting me by at 4K probably isn't going to make it on 8K video edit. So I appreciate the input.
Hey, no sweat. Thank you for the call, Steve. We appreciate you joining us on the program today. 888-250-2091. Bob is next up on the line. Bob, how can I help you on Compute This?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have Outlook 2010 on my computer through which I run a Gmail account, one for Cox Email, and 2 Outlook email accounts. And last week I received an email that says Outlook.com is ending support for Outlook 2010.
Yep.
It said Outlook.com will soon require modern authentication.
Yeah.
Since Outlook 2010 doesn't support that, you must upgrade your Outlook Office version to continue using Outlook for Windows with Outlook.com email after August 15th. I'll still be able to access emails on my computer offline, but I won't be able to send and receive new email, apparently.
Yeah, you're not the only person getting that message.
What's that?
You're not the only one seeing that. We've gotten calls about that in the service center because so many people are running. This is kind of what I was talking about at the start of the show. You know, Office 2010 is not secure. It's been obsolete for 5 years. The problem is now that the way that we check our email is changing. The authentication security is improving, and Outlook 2010 was never designed to do that, and Microsoft is not going to update it to do that. So they're telling you you're going to have to move on at this point, which means going to Office, you know, Office 2021 instead of 2010. So it's 11 years newer, and it's actually a much better program than the 2010 version was.
Well, I guess I had 2 questions. One is if I do nothing, can I still access my Gmail and Cox email accounts, just not the Outlook.com email? And the second question is, if I do upgrade, can I run multiple email accounts, Gmail, Cox, Outlook.com, like I do now?
Yes, if you upgrade to a modern copy of Microsoft Office, you'll be able to do everything you're doing now plus a whole lot more. To answer your other question is, you know, Microsoft isn't doing this in a bubble. Everybody is changing their authentication. Gmail doesn't want you even using third-party programs because it takes your eyeballs off their ads. So they don't even want you doing that, but they have to let you do that. Otherwise, you know, no one would use Gmail. So basically, the long and the short of it is Microsoft is going to do what they do. They're going to kick the ball, and then everyone else is going to follow them down the field.
And gotcha.
So eventually, it may not happen on day 1, but by day 30, you're definitely going to be in trouble.
Hey, one other quick question, too. I have a laptop. I have a new solid. It's an old laptop, but it's got a new solid state hard drive in it. But it doesn't. But it doesn't. But it won't upgrade to Windows 11. I kind of caught part of the Windows 10, Windows 11 conversation.
Right.
So if I bring it to you guys, you'll be able to look at it and tell me what it takes to be able to do Windows 11. I got to be careful that I don't put too much money into an old laptop.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. You never want to put in more money than the computer is worth. And that's one of the reasons why we always, if we're going to upgrade a computer's hardware to Windows 11 compatibility, we test everything first. And there's a reason that I keep, the number one, when you're talking about a laptop, we can't really change the processor in the laptop. And that's usually the limiting factor is the processor is too old. So in a laptop, there's not really anything you can do. You're just kind of having to buy a new laptop. But when it comes to desktop computers, like the Schrock, especially Schrock modular desktops, the reason I keep talking about ours, number one, I know they're upgradable in all circumstances. Right. We can do it. Number two, we offer extended warranties on them. So that if you end up putting $500, $600, $700 into one of these computers, you know, and to make it basically current holiday special level, and then so the power supply poops out in a month, and you're like, oh my gosh, come on, really another $300? They're like, well, if you have that warranty, right, you don't have to worry about it anymore. And we can't do that on a Dell or an HP, but we can do that on a Schrock modular computer. So that's one of the reasons I'm kind of, when I'm talking about the upgrades, I'm primarily targeting customers, Schrock customers that have our desktops, because those are the customers that I know can upgrade, that I know won't have problems, that I know we can back with warranties, that I know we can deliver award-winning service to. Now, there are some limited circumstances where, you know, if you have a laptop, for example, and it's got an eighth generation or newer processor in it, you can run Windows 11. But your laptop may tell you it can't run Windows 11. In that situation, there are some settings changes that need to happen, and we can make that happen to make it run Windows 11. So if you have a laptop that's relatively new within the last couple of years old that won't upgrade to Windows 11, we can definitely do that under the special, and you save on the labor as well doing that. But those are far less frequent than customers coming in the door with, you know, a 2011 holiday special saying, hey, I want to use this for another 5 years. How can you make this last me another 5-10 years? And we say, well, here's a board, a chip, and some memory, and congratulations, it's basically a new holiday special. And they're like, and it's half the price. So, I mean, in those cases, it makes complete sense to do the upgrade. But, of course, if you're in a scenario where it doesn't make sense, we're not going to recommend something to you that doesn't make sense to do.
Well, should I even bother bringing it? It's an old laptop. It's an HP. It's not a Schrock. It's not a holiday special.
Yeah.
Should I even bother bringing it in? I mean, it's got a new solid state hard drive in it. Other than that, it seems to run okay.
I would enjoy the use of it through 2025 and then retire it.
Okay.
Yep. So, I mean, it's still, okay. You got a couple years yet, 2.5 years. I mean,
right.
You got plenty of time to enjoy it. And, you know, who knows, you know, what might fail between now and then on it. So, I mean, if you were looking for a reason to buy a new computer, this is a great reason. But if you're content with the one you have, there's no sense in throwing something away that's perfectly good.
Even if it doesn't take Windows 11 right now.
I mean, the stuff that's coming for Windows 11 is spectacular from a security perspective. But there's always the balance that you have to weigh between the monetary outlay that you're going to put out there. If you can spend the money to use a computer for the next 10 years, and right now you're saving $125 by doing it on this special, and you know you're going to do it anyway, well, you may as well do it during the special and save the $125. If it's something that you know you're never going to do, well, then obviously you're never going to do it, so don't do it. And if it's something that you're like, you know, I might want to do that, you know, it doesn't cost you anything for us to take a look at it and find out if it's something we can do for you. So in your case with the laptop, I would agree that we probably won't be able to do it, but I would just enjoy that computer through 2025. That solid state hard drive is going to make it wicked fast. You're going to love it. I would just keep using it. All right, thanks for the call. I think we lost him there. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, so real quick here before we take our final break, Heatwave is taking down European data centers. Why is this important to you? All right. The data centers didn't go down because of the heat wave. The data centers went down because they couldn't cool anymore inside the data centers. In other words, it's not that the air conditioners broke. It's that it takes a lot of energy to run an air conditioner. And when you are in a European country that is currently trying, they're currently dimming the streetlights at night to save every kilowatt hour of energy they can for the winter, because they don't know if they're going to have Russian gas and oil. Well, running air conditioners is expensive right now. And so they're going to run them as little as they possibly can. So a big heat wave comes along and poof, all of a sudden your Netflix stops working. Your Gmail stops working. Your Amazon AWS email doesn't go through anymore. Your Amazon packages don't get delivered. All kinds of crazy, weird things happen when the cloud goes down. So why is this important to us? One of the things that has gone incredibly horribly from an energy perspective in Europe is they have pushed the entire ESG movement to the extremes, where it's like everything is environmentally friendly. And by environmentally friendly, we mean solar and wind. That's it. Now the European Union is actually starting to increase or expand the definition of environmentally friendly to include nuclear as well as natural gas, because it burns clean, which environmentalists aren't very happy about. But it's becoming a necessity because they don't have enough power to cool the data center. They don't. When the rubber meets the road and you have to make hard choices about whether or not you're going to turn the lights on or stay warm this winter or have food, you can have any two of the three, but you can't have all three. That's not a pleasant place to be. And I would implore anybody listening right now that is in a position of making decision-making capabilities as far as energy production, energy usage, energy utilization, do not go down this road. It is one thing to be a good steward of the ecology, and nobody wants dirty air, and nobody wants dirty water. Nobody wants to have an unpleasant view when they look out their window. Nobody wants that. But on the other hand, it's just like with this Windows 10 thing. There's a balance that has to happen where there's eventually a cost that's too much. And when the cost gets to be too much, really bad things start happening. Like they're burning coal in England again. I mean, I'm waiting for like the Charles Dickens, fog, smog coming over the city because they're burning coal to stay warm and wood to stay warm. People are splitting wood in England to stay warm. So anyway, that's why it's important to us, guys. These data centers in Europe aren't failing because the data centers had a technical issue. They're failing because they can't pay the money to keep them cool because the energy is too expensive. And energy is what makes the world go round, and we've got to keep it flowing, guys. 888-250-2091. Final break, guys. When we come back, Larry, Sue, Kathy, and Greg, you're up next on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Compute This Pro Tip 178. Those little life-saving surge protector strips are vital to your computer's health and should be used whenever possible, even for laptops. As computers get smaller and more powerful, they're also becoming more sensitive to dirty power, and your power is a lot dirtier than you might think. Even if you have a whole home surge protection, most power surges are generated within your own home. If you've ever vacuumed and seen the lights get dimmer and brighter, you created a surge. Surge protectors can only absorb so much energy measured in joules. When that capacity is exhausted, your surge protector becomes a glorified extension cord and needs to be replaced. You should always look for surge protectors that give audible alerts when they're no longer able to protect your equipment. Schrock recommends these because the lights on most strips are just power lights and they don't tell you when it's time to replace the unit. If in doubt, replace your surge protectors annually to keep your expensive TVs, computers, and other electronic equipment safe. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys, final segment of the show. We don't have very much time left, but we have a lot of people on hold here. So real quick, Amazon is going to start delivering packages in Texas and California in a couple cities using their new drone service. They're going to literally land drones in your backyard and drop off packages in College Station. It's pretty crazy stuff, and it's pretty cool, actually. We'll look forward to seeing that someday, you know, here in the Midwest as well. 888-250-2091. Greg, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
I keep getting a little pop-up in the lower right corner that says Malwarebytes. Need to download. I don't need any of that, do I, since I have your protection?
Nope, not at all. You can uninstall Malwarebytes, and you're good to go.
So why does it keep coming up then? I keep closing it.
Well, you have to uninstall the program. You're probably just closing the window, but you have to go into your apps and actually uninstall Malwarebytes. And we can help you do that, too, over the Schrock Desk. If you give us a call in the service center, we're happy to walk you through how to do that. It's pretty easy to do. Thanks for the call, Greg. We appreciate it. Sue, I've got 30 seconds. How can I help you on Compute This today?
I want to tell you that I had had one of your endeavors for over 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, and finally, the system needed $235 or $325, something. Anyway, $325 and no one. So I'm good for another 10 years.
All right. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate your business. Thank you very much. Bob, you're the winner. Congratulations. $25 headed your way, and we'll see you next week.